Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Are those headphones too loud, too quiet? Spot on. Welcome, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store. Of course, it's First Thursdays up there this evening, so it's kind of all go.
It is, yeah. Cheers, Johnny and Lewis and kia ora, listeners. Up on K Road tonight, it's First Thursday, so everyone's open late and lots of things going on out in the street and in the shops.
Yep.
Well worth visiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're saying it feels like there's a few more touristy people.
Yeah, definitely. It's quite nice to have the tourists back, both from other, you know, the far-flung parts of New Zealand who seem to be showing up here in Auckland, and also overseas. Some Aussies and Americans, some people from all sorts of places coming through the shop today.
Awesome.
So that's great.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. And especially those folks who have brought their medical cannabis with them. I say good on them, but it's pretty daring, I guess. But it seems like they just come on through. I mean, we're talking people who declare it at customs, and they're coming in and just coming in with it. So, be interested. Always keen on hearing more stories and tales of that. People want to contact the station or me down at the shop, but certainly we seem to hear a lot of that of people, and I think that's great. It's a great refreshing attitude from customs, going, well, okay, it's legal here. Even if you haven't been prescribed it here, you've come from a place where it's legal, and you've brought your meds with you, and that's just like bringing any other medicine. You know, you've brought your whatever with you that you've been prescribed back home. So, yeah, that's great.
Hey, Chris, we've had a text straight off the bat. Someone's saying, could you use Tilray Full Spectrum THC oil to make edibles for easier consumption?
Yeah, you could. The Tilray's is decarboxylated, as they say, so it's active as it is in the bottle, so you don't even need to heat it or whatever. But yeah, you could. Just keep it to a, not a soup oil. You don't want to fry with it. It's not that kind of oil. But I think at any kind of temperature, if you kept it in the below about 160, I think, but above that, and you'd be at risk of doing something to the THC, I think. Expensive way to go, but yeah. You could but you could do it with the flower too. So flower's now available. Get a prescription for that, and then you just treat that like your off-label purpose, of course, because it's supposed to be a tea or a vape. And speaking of which, I am feeling a bit anxious. I feel like I need to medicate.
Talking,
and I don't say that lightly. This is in all seriousness. But I did follow the instructions properly.
Yes.
I want to reassure everyone, because I was a bit tardy last time.
Yes.
A bit tardy. Mm-hmm. But this whole use as a tea is kind of novel, I think, to most people. So, and the instructions aren't that clear. But anyway, I had to read them a few times. Did it today. Put it in the old saucepan. Simmered for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Half a gram and 500 mils, as they say. Mm. And then you chuck it in the thermos. Look, even proper thermos. And
have you consumed it in this manner before, or is this a first?
Well, I did have a little test cup.
Okay.
I must say.
Well, did it alleviate any sort of stress or anxiety you were feeling at that time?
Ooh, look at that. I've got a bit of a shake. Oh, I've had about four coffees today, though. It's kind of a milky-looking kind of liquid, eh?
Yeah,
but it also says put in some coffee creamer, and I had to go and find the stuff, so I'm like, what the hell is this? Turns out it's just milk powder. So I don't know why you need this coffee creamer and you can't just put milk in it, because it's just bloody milk powder. Yeah. Anyway.
It does
so
actually
put a
smell.
A little bit of coffee creamer, because that's the Ministry of Health's instructions.
Yes.
So we want to do it as they say.
Okay.
And I'd rather bloody smoke it, to be honest. I mean, look, it doesn't look appetizing to me, but
no.
It's kind of like a bit of chalk floating in a cup. Yeah.
How does it taste? How does it taste? Oh, this is like the taste test.
Oh, it's still nice and hot. Good old thermos.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Well, it tastes like a bud. Like you put a bud in your mouth.
Yes. Notes of shishka berry.
It has got the that cannabis flavour.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, hate to slurp it there, Dislin. I wanted some sound effects.
Well, but, now, what would the effects be like from sipping on a tea? Because edibles seem to, you know, like, have a bit of clout. Will it be the same?
That's what they're recommending, isn't
yeah.
it? Because it is a bit harder to control the dose. It takes a bit longer to come on.
Mm.
And your liver metabolizes it into a different cannabinoid, which is actually more active than THC.
Yes.
So, yeah, it is a bit surprising. But hey, one of the interesting things about the way that medicines are sold in New Zealand is that it says one thing on the label, but people can use it in other ways.
Yes, of course.
So, under your doctor's supervision, of course. Mm-hmm. So it might say for tea, but, you know, if you're happy to vape it,
yeah,
put it in your, as the listener was asking, put it in your cookies,
mm-hmm.
make a balm.
Nice. Now, Chris, on to the news. Where are we starting this week? You've fired through a ton of stories.
Oh, there's so much that's gone on. What should we start with? I think some good news, which is in New York. And New York of all places, which, of course, at one point vied with New Zealand as the number one cannabis arrest rate in the world, mm-hmm. was either here or New York. Who had the highest? Woohoo. And now, though, New York cannabis is legal, and they've just opened their online portal to take applications for the first shops, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, possession in that instantly became legal. And all these storefronts opened up ahead of that, and true New York style, all these mobile like food truck operations, like dozens and dozens of them. They reckon there's at any one time that there's sort of 6 to 10 parked around Times Square. Just openly selling cannabis out of their kind of cannabis trucks,
mm-hmm.
you know, Weed World and all these sort of things. And anyway, so on the one hand, they've given a whole lot of them cease and desist orders. I thought that was really interesting. They didn't actually bust them, but they said, hey, stop that. Mm-hmm. Go get a license. And then meanwhile, they've opened up their portal. This was the great news, because I thought this was such a good way to do it. First 100 to 150 licenses, so it's only open to these people now, is the social equity applicants. So they're first in line for mm-hmm. the first licenses for the businesses, not last in line and you know, struggling to raise money and stuff to try and get into it, or blocked because they have convictions and things. And the criteria for being in this is you have to have a conviction. You have mm-hmm. to have borne the brunt of the drug war and have been mm-hmm. busted, or an immediate family member, and you know, it's held you back or whatever. And so not only can you apply for the first licenses, but the state of New York is going to pay for the shop and the fit out and get you going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's
man.
Incredible. Eh? Like, such a different way of doing it.
Imagine,
you know?
Being the person who dreamed up the policy for that, you know?
Yeah, and like, they're going for it.
And they went for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess, you know, they just look long term and they'd make it back in tax revenue, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Give someone a leg up and there you go. Legitimate business established.
Yeah, and charge the other guy's higher fees.
Yeah,
and this was the sort of thing that we were talking to the people who are writing the referendum here, and it wasn't explicitly put in the referendum model, but it was certainly something that they could have done, and you know, prioritise those sort of applicants. And I think maybe if they'd made a bit more of a big deal about that.
Mm.
Another part of this New York law, of course, is expunging criminal records. Another great thing.
That's awesome.
I did see that nearly 500,000 criminal records expunged. Like 400,000 or so, but man, good on them.
Good on them. That's great.
More good news, and from a place that also is super harsh, and that's Malaysia, and they're going to look at their cannabis law by the end of the year. Their Minister of Health has announced this week. I thought that was very good. They're medical cannabis, certainly. And that, of course, is what people were predicting when Thailand has been changing the law over the last year or two. It had this kind of domino effect. And Malaysia, I think we mentioned it here on the,
the
show, that they were probably going to be the next one. And it's just incredible to be a country that you know, has come from a position of, you know, actually killing people, executing people. And here they are on the cusp of change.
What do you think, Chris? What do you anticipate in terms of, will they see meaningful change within the next sort of couple of years, or is this really just like the start of a very slow sort of process, or what?
Well, you know, normally you'd have to say that if you're thinking about New Zealand, but if you look at Thailand, they've done it in the space of 2 years, like kind of out of nowhere.
That's pretty great.
And I guess if they just make the decision to do it, they just do it.
Sure.
I think there was mention in the back end of the article that they were hoping to do it with haste because they didn't want to get left behind the rest of the world.
Here we go.
End up way ahead of it.
Now, Thailand has put out some messaging saying, tourists, don't expect to come here and smoke in public, please.
Yeah, a bit like Cook Islands last week. And of course, yep. That was some great news. Eh? Cook Islands voting yes in their referendum, but saying or clarifying, hey, probably just for Cook Island residents. But and same with Thailand. But in the same interview, and I think, again, that was their Minister of Health saying, well, we're going to look at adult use, recreational use, mm-hmm. in the near future again. So I thought that was really good that they were saying, well, basically saying, well, for now it's medical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their version of medical is homegrown, craft growers, you know, trying to keep it as small and local as possible,
mm-hmm.
and opening it up for as many people to be involved as possible, and then look at, you know, adult use second round, I guess, which by the sounds of it will be quite soon. So more great news, eh?
We've got a sports and cannabis story. Oh,
sports news.
Yeah.
Lower your voices, everyone. What have we got? Cannabidiol brand Pure Sport. Now, this is actually a CBD company formed by Grayson Hart, who former Blues rugby player, who had a bit of a bung knee, or seriously bung, and, you know, got reliant on painkillers, as a lot of people do, and found relief through CBD, formed a company, and going gangbusters over in the UK. They've just raised $3 million this week. John Hart, who I think might be a relative, probably a close one, I have no idea, should have researched that, he's put in. And so have lots of other quite well-known rugby players. And just really interesting, buried right down the end of this Herald article, can't be sold in New Zealand. Yeah. Again, just goes to the heart of what we just keep going on about. Our regulations are just out of sync by just a few little bits here and there. You know, on the surface, it's good. But when you drill down into it, that's why companies like this have to be based in the UK and can't do it here.
Mm. Crazy.
Mm.
And,
Speaking of which, Ministry of Health review, right? They did say by the end of the month.
Mm. Oh,
that was
true.
Last month.
Hasn't come out yet.
Where is it?
Yes.
Have we got a tumbleweed sound? I mean, there's been no... I actually sent them an email last week to just gently inquire, hey, a bit of an update, what's happening there? No response. So hopefully we will hear something. But as we said last week, you know, just out of the blue, they announced last week a tweak on their interpretation of the pesticides that they look at.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had accidentally put in a pesticide that no one uses here, and then they demanded that people test for it, and the testing labs can't test for it, and it's all like, what the hell is it? So they've just decided to not do that. So that's great. They could decide for a whole lot of other reinterpretations. But yeah, no news. We will keep you informed as soon as we hear what's going on there.
Excellent. And back to K Road, Chris. Voted number 6 coolest street on planet Earth.
Bro, how's that?
A friend actually sent me this article as well. They said, yeah, you should definitely talk about this on the radio. Time Out. I don't know. Is Time Out a local publication or is it a global publication? Timeout.com.
It's London, isn't it? I believe, the Time Out.
Okay. All right, there we go.
But, I guess, my first response, like a lot of people, like, what, are you kidding?
Yeah.
But actually, come on, it is. Come on! No, it is. And you just read the list and 33 coolest day, and they put K Road at number 6. Bloody
okay.
hell.
Survey size is 20,000 people. That's all right.
The only thing that maybe surprises me a little bit is, like, I would think that some of the coolest streets in the world would also be some of the most walkable streets in the world. And K Road is still pretty car-y, you know? Like, you don't just, like, waltz across. Well, I mean, we do. People do that. Obviously, you do walk across K Road, but like, it's you know, not with ease and not without, you know, having to consider both ways. Oh my, a taxi's coming. I might just get, I don't know, run over here or whatever. You know. Anyway, that'd be the only thing I'd want to change that if I were mayor of K Road. Yeah.
Mayor of K Road. That sounds good.
Mayor of K Road.
That sounds like a good occupation.
Now, Chris, anything else that we need to know about the hemp store? Just head on up.
Well, yeah, first Thursday this week. Next week, we've got the Drug Foundation in the shop doing a substance checking clinic. That's next Thursday, so not today, next Thursday. And that's going to run 2 to 6. But then, if you can't make that one, all the first Thursdays through the rest of the year, they'll be in the shop doing the substance checking. So you can bring in not only your weird bits or your unknown whatevers or things that you're worried about, is this laced or... But also, say, for example, you're legally prescribed cannabis and you want to check, you know, how good is it still? Mm. I've had it for 3 months. Is it still up to par, you know? Or whatever. Or the stuff you get off a mate. Bring it in, get it tested. It's great service.
Legend. Hey, thank you very much, Chris.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
do it, baby.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.